In India, aftershocks continue to hamper rescue and recovery efforts and terrorize the survivors of last Friday's earthquake. Today's tremor was one of the strongest of more than 200 aftershocks recorded during the past week. Rescue workers yesterday pulled a few more survivors from the rubble created by the quake, but chances of finding anyone else alive appear slim. More than 14,000 people are known to have died, and the death toll continues to climb. NPR's Michael Sullivan visited one of the most devastated towns, Bachao, close to the quake's epicenter.
The devastation in Buj, a city of 150,000 near the quake's epicenter, was bad. It was even worse in Anjar, 30 miles south of Buj, where the entire old city was leveled. But neither compares with Bachao. This was once a prosperous town of 35,000 people, but no more. There are few buildings left standing in Bachao, the damage not limited to a single area, but spread out all over the city. Buildings that are standing don't look like they'll stay that way for long. Aftershocks continue, making buildings sway and hearts race. Most of the people who once lived here have either fled or are camped out in open spaces where they feel safe from falling debris. Most of the activity here is focused on clearing the rubble and taking care of the living, providing food, water, and tents for people who have nothing but the clothes they escaped in. But in the midst of the cleanup, the search for survivors goes on. Major Virendra Pandey is with the Indian Army's 111th Engineering Battalion.
We still believe if the person is trapped in such a situation, the air is there, his willpower is there, he'll survive.
Near the center of the city, Major Pandey's team is busy trying to reach the kitchen of a ground floor apartment, almost flattened by the three upper stories which gave way when the quake hit. Bharat Salva watches. Next to him is what appears to be a smoldering campfire, but is in reality a funeral pyre. Bodies pulled from the rubble here are burned on the spot by volunteer teams careful to observe Hindu customs. Bharat was in Bombay when the quake occurred and came here as soon as he could to find his 65-year-old mother who lived here. Just an hour before Major Pandey's men came, he says, they freed a man from a building just across the street, giving Bharat hope his mother could still be alive.
So I suspect maybe she is inside. Reason why I'm still, you know, having hope against hope. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, actually, because I'm not sure. Since I've not seen the body, I cannot, you know.
There is some small reason for hope. A few hundred yards away, a Russian rescue team has just made contact with two people buried underneath their collapsed four-story building. One member of the Russian team has crawled underneath the building, pushing pieces of debris behind him as he tries to reach the trapped husband and wife.
Stop! Stop! Stop touching! Stop touching! Stop touching!
He gets closer, then asks for quiet as he tries to speak with a woman buried inside. This team has worked earthquakes all over the world, Turkey, Colombia, and Armenia, to name a few. Team coordinator Vladimir Boryeko says he is surprised but delighted to find people alive more than 120 hours after the quake.
And with, for our experience, 5 days, it's a critical term for the alive people under the rubble. But it happens, you know, you can see by your own eyes, it happens.
A short time later, the team reaches the woman, Kuntal Thakur. She is badly bruised and covered in dust, but is conscious and able to answer a few questions before she is whisked away in a waiting ambulance. An hour later, darkness falls, but the Russians bring lights powered by generators and keep working. Shortly before 8 o'clock, Kuntal's husband, Jaish, is pulled out. He is dazed, but appears to be in reasonable shape and is able to speak briefly.
Did you hurt somebody except your wife?
The Russians ask him if there are any more alive in there, but Jaish answers no before he too is taken away by ambulance. It is a small victory in this war against time, one that Vladimir Boryeko says his team relishes.
Our guys told me that they feel the same feeling as the women feels when she births a child. They're absolutely the same.
The Russian team has pulled 16 people out alive since they arrived here on Sunday. Boryeko says they could have saved many more had they arrived sooner. They were packed and ready, he says, on Friday, but didn't get the call from the Indian government to fly here from Moscow until late on Saturday. It's not clear how many people died here in Bachao. Based on what he's seen, Boryeko estimates 25 to 30% of the town's population was buried by the quake, some 7 to 8,000 people. and that is just in Bachao. There are hundreds of villages in the quake-affected zone, some of which haven't seen any help in any form since the quake occurred. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bachao, Gujarat.